We're visiting with Madison head football coach Alex McMillan on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, first off, congratulations to you and your ball club. A nice victory last Friday night. You defeat Chase County 66-50. And you really had to be pleased with the way your team bounced back after getting, for lack of a better term, punched in the mouth early in the ball game by Chase County. And your guys bounced back off the canvas and went to work, and you have to be pleased with the way they finished out that ball game.
Yeah, going in, I didn't know how we would respond to adversity. We haven't seen much this year, and that was kind of just one of those things. I wasn't sure how we were going to respond, and man, we got down 16 points and real quick, and had an early turnover, and man, but my kids never panicked. They got back to their huddle. They knew what they were capable of, and man, it was just nice seeing them not getting ahead of themselves or getting frustrated. They just went back to work, and we got back in the game and had to finish the game with it was a great football game.
Yeah, and you had a couple of really good individual performances. Bryson Turner, he's been playing well for you all season long, but for him to do that in that game had to be huge.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't got the opportunity to, I mean, get a ton of carries in the games this year, and this time he really stepped up and kind of got to showcase his speed and just his the type of football player he is. And he had an outstanding football game. I mean, I think he had 316 yards or something like that and 7 touchdowns, and he even had a couple touchdowns called back. So he had a pretty outstanding night, and just super proud of how he played and how the offensive line blocked for him.
We're visiting with Madison head football coach Alex McMillan on the Area Coach's Corner. And you mentioned your offensive line, and when you win a game like that, it's not always just one player. It takes all 8 guys who are on the field at that particular time, and everybody who got a chance to play takes their effort. And that had to be the encouraging thing to see because, as you mentioned, you really haven't faced a lot of adversity, and things. It's been a pretty easy season so far, and to perform the way they did in their stiffest test of the season had to be really encouraging.
Yeah, and like I said, I mentioned the adversity earlier, and I mean the other thing that was kind of concerning as well is possibly our conditioning, and because we haven't really played a full game all season, and so that was our first go at it, and honestly, I was pleased with condition wise. We only had one cramp, and it got worked out pretty quick. So, but yeah, like you said, the offensive line, they had their best game of the year so far, and we're still getting better up front. And just like I said, it was just an outstanding football game and a great team win.
You have Flint Hills coming up this Friday night. What challenges do you see them offering your football team?
They're big. They're big and physical, and they run hard, and then, you know, that's, they've given a lot of teams fits with that just because of, I mean, they got 3, 4, 5 kids above probably 225 or 240 pounds, and they're downhill right at you, and we got to be ready to go. I mean, we got to make sure if the big guys run the ball, we got to tackle low and just not allow those guys to get loose. And, so like I said, we just got to just match their physicality, match their downhill running game, and I think if we do that, we'll be okay.
Coach McMillan, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Again, congratulations on the victory over Chase County. Good luck against Flint Hills, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
That's Madison head football coach Alex McMillan on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and by Cody Thurston on Country 101.7 FM.